Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle fall. I was pushing away the locust and the ash leaves that had fallen on a patch of my garden. The leaves were just the tip of the season, the latest in the layers of the year. I moved a little deeper, staying just in one place, going past the stalks of the violet phlox that had bloomed here in August, and the old seed pods of the orange daylilies that had flowered in July, past the ectoskeleton of a cicada from late June. The rain of the previous day had compressed the summer into strata, and the further I went and the more layers I uncovered, the deeper I groped my way back in time. I found the hardy creeping Charlie of May still green and strong in the pine chip mulch with which I covered some black ground cloth, both the mulch and the cloth useless against the weeds. Beneath those flimsy barriers, I found roots of the crabgrass that had run wild through the bee balm and the salvia and the daisies. And then I found several ants, one millipede, one red worm. I felt a little nostalgic. Nostalgic as an archaeologist in the garden space. The recent events of my life seeming to pass before my eyes and through my fingers along with the soil to be lost in the decay of countless other lives. Of course, when I dug just a little deeper, the sadness disappeared. Two crocus bulbs were pushing towards the surface. When I went deep enough, I found spring. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle fall. In the meantime, dig a little deeper. It's all there.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.